Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Protesters are back on the march today. As we've been hearing in the traffic reports, protesters expressing the outrage felt across the nation over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius is following one of the demonstrations in Brooklyn and joins us live.
Well, now things are getting a little bit tense. The protesters started off in Parkside at Ocean Avenue and Parkside Avenue. They had some speeches over there. Then they started marching down the street onto Flatbush Avenue. They headed south until Tilden Avenue, where they turned left. And that's where it's getting a little bit tense. I saw some protesters damaging police cars. They're throwing things at police cars, but right now there's no response from police. Police right now, I'm here right now at Tilden Avenue and Bedford Avenue, and police are trying to stop the protesters from going onto Bedford Avenue. Now the protesters are being forced to go onto, now they're spilling over onto Bedford Avenue. The police were not able to hold them back. They were able to get around the barricades. So right now things are getting a little bit tense. They're chanting and they're throwing things at police. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, live in Brooklyn.